We changed.
Penciled in mine. It's penciled here, like.
Well, that's not a committee substitute, right? It's a amendment to committee substitute.
It wasn't even reported out of CRA till 29th, though.
That's right, that's what I'm saying.
How do we have resources to substitute the 25th?
It's not a resources, that's a state resources. It just says, somebody, did you put in a committee substitute bill? Somebody did. That's the one on top here, right?
Definition of.
I don't know, I think where the 225, I don't know where the date came from, because you didn't pass it out of there until the 20th.
That can have a good idea, you know, when you just send stuff over to Grafter and have them predate stuff, I did it on this one.
I know he didn't.
But now we're naming one.
Can a guy object to that, I wonder? I think maybe there's a clerk out here that I can do it with.
Oh, yeah, right on a good sample.
Glad we're organized.
Well, this.
This is one of our.
Your motion still.
I can wait.
I was just going by the.
Well, is this the same description?
It's like with handicap. I withdraw my motion, Mr. Chairman. Somebody brought.
Oh, your motion.
Well, back to. Back to order. Back to order. You guys finished with your pocket?
Oh, yes.
I'll bring back up that Mr. Bay.
The guy bill, where's the guy bill?
All right, motion before us is to accept committee substitute for Senate Bill 468, Resources, which has the code on it, 51364X, Bradley, 225. Is there any question?
You must have missed something in here.
Mr. Chairman, apparently what's been added is on page three, after line one, owned land.
State-owned land above the mean low.
They've added, above the mean low water line.
No, it's in there too.
Let's see. Above the mean low water line and land. Above the mean low required by the state in.
What you're talking about is just the end one, yeah.
Line.
Put that in.
I don't understand that. This is different here. And this substituted for this.
Mr. Chairman.
We took out the.
Who prepared this committee substitute? The one, the big one, the one in the back, who did this?
Bradley.
And whose recommendation?
Ours.
And whose request? Your request?
That's the sponsor's request.
Before it came out of CRA.
No, CRA.
CRA requested that their members were concerned with including.
Shore.
Areas below the mean low water line, which were traditional fishing and navigation activities. That occurs. So that, what we did was we excluded those areas and we just took in those above the mean low water line. And that was addressed in CRA, but, you know, evidently didn't get into the, to that substitute. Committee substitute. Why, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Pardon? You got concerns with it?
No, I've got Mackay coming down to find out what happened.
Oh, okay. Well, Larry Ostrowski's got one, has got a.
So the committee substitute that has been moved has the wording, correct wording to exclude tidelands and navigable waters below mean tide line.
And you understand the difference between the two bills now? Okay, as long as everybody understands, we have Mackay coming down, but what we've got is supposed to be done. There's one other change that has to be done, otherwise I'd ask you guys to move the thing along. But Larry Ostrowski from DNR has a problem on page 3, line 7, or 6. Go ahead, Larry.
Thank
name
you.
And address.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Larry Ostrowski from DNR here. I have sitting next to me Andy Pekovic, the Southeast Regional Manager. And the change we're proposing is a technical wording change in the boundaries. On page 3, line 6, after section 28, that portion in the west one half, and maybe Andy can describe the exact words. It's the wording that was in the CNRA version of 229 that apparently did make it into the committee work draft.
Okay, so it has to go W1 slash 2. Go ahead.
Actually, this version of section 28, there were modifications in section 28. You want to do that, Mike?
Oh, okay. What he's talking about on line 6, page 3, where it's a definition of section 28, mm-hmm. that portion in W1/2. You see, in the committee substitute, your work draft,
okay,
that it doesn't include all that. And what happens, you don't close your boundaries unless you take the CNRA.
Okay.
These are.
So it's a typo then, probably.
Well, yeah. Yeah, there was also another problem, and that was a 20-acre overlap with the university settlement, of which when we took out that 20 acres, I also took out the 20 acres which was seaward of that, so that on this map, this little area enhanced was actually an overlap that was in the original bill. So when I took that out of the description, likewise, we pulled the tidelands out in front of it, so that there would not be. Now that was why it went to a very, because then to bring it back in, I had to break it down into more of a description to make sure that I didn't have anything still south of the road left out within any quarter sections. And so it became a lot longer. So this version, which is a CRA version, is correct, except for the missing of the mean low water portion here. And that was done between the writer, Mr. Bradley, and myself.
Okay, so that's just a dropout on typo, and we'll have the drafter take care of that as we put the thing together. Right. Is there any other? Don't run off, Senator.
We'll have a bill up in the committee. Sorry,
okay. Is there any other concerns with it? Let's move it. Senator
Fisher.
Is there any objection? No objection. It's so ordered, and so committee substitute for Senate Bill 468 resources moves from the committee with individual recommendation.
Everything you don't feel is going to be some new change in yours.
Very Senator Lass, what's the latest on 482? Anything?
It's right here. We have the rough draft.
Okay. Now we'll go to 482. We've got 15 minutes. Maybe we can make some headway.
Not 482 is not. Well, we've got a lot of amendments. I mean, this is going to take more than just a little bit.
Well, we'll get it introduced to you, and then we can go through it quickly for 15 minutes. They can take it home. First order of business. Next time up. Hey, what do you want to do on that? 1% salmon and 1%
let it go.
You want to circulate and see if the You want this to be reintroduced by the resources.
I thought I'd circulated it last time and asked that we would have a redraft, have a draft.
No objection, it'll be introduced then.
Mr. Chairman, just so one mystery is solved, what had happened is Senator Jarrah was right on the ball when we dealt with Redoubt Bay, but he did not, we did not catch it in this Ernie Haugen. So you have done correctly, everything is fine, the bill went through as we acted on it, and next time we will catch such things. Probably all Fred's problem, but everything's been done well.
I have a rhythm of it down today.
We've got a couple of people that have been waiting since last time.
Mr. Chairman.
Okay, we're back in order, and we have now committee substitute for Senate Bill 482, Resources 51806X 31688 before the committee as a work draft.
Mr. Chairman,
Senator Elias.
I believe we do have someone from DNR who would like to sort of walk us through the siting procedures. Are probably the most difficult part of this bill. There's about three different approaches, and there are. Who do we have for DNR?
Paula Burgess, and we you understand that the legislators just dink around with things.
Sorry. Mr. Chairman, I guess what we'd like Paula to do is go through the language on Senate Bill 482 as it relates to siting and sort of weave us through that, and then go through the language on Senate Bill 425, which deals with siting. Right. And then go through the language that's somewhere between those two positions. So we can at least get an idea what the options are. No.
Yeah, you've got probably more than four bills now. If you haven't got more than four bills, you're behind. And the one that you want to deal with and put everything else in the archives, the bill that we're dealing with is 51806X 31688.
Right.
Everything else is kind of behind us at this point.
These are amendments to this bill.
Paula, why don't you go ahead? We've only got 10 minutes, and maybe you can give us your problems on the siting problems. And go ahead with your testimony. And we're extremely sorry that we didn't get to this before, but we just received this shortly.
Okay. First, let me speak to a few general things about the bill as it was. I haven't looked at this new CS, so I don't know exactly what it contains. But in keeping with the governor's statement, the Department of Natural Resources comments address the technical provisions of the bill. Over the last year, the administration has been working toward coordinating shellfish permits. And in order that our efforts, or the administration efforts, be consistent with this new bill, we would like to see four changes in the bill. And I think at least one of those was taken into account in this last committee substitute. The first one is we would like to see 3-year rather than 5-year tide land permits issued. And the reason for this is the Department of Fish and Game is in the last steps of adopting regulations which will create a new shellfish permit. The Corps of Engineers also issues 3-year permits, and the Department of Natural Resources has been considering, we have the authority to go from 1 to 5 years, we've been considering 3 years as well, so that the terms of the permits match. It would be less confusing for agencies and less confusing there's also a good reason. Once it becomes easier to obtain SPAT, it will be 3 years would be a reasonable term, length of time to expect someone from the beginning to get their operation underway and be prepared to get a lease. So the 3-year term makes sense from that point of view as well. The second change, which is the one that may be taken care of in this new committee substitute, is right now the bill requires fair market value rental on permits. That's going to be very expensive to do a full appraisal for each one of those permit sites. So we recommend doing a value statement as opposed to a full appraisal. The value statement is much like an appraisal, with the exception that it isn't done by a state-certified appraiser, probably done by someone on staff. Site inspection of comps may not be as thorough. The final report may not be as thorough. But if the applicant doesn't agree with the number that the state comes up with, then the applicant can hire a state-certified appraiser, and we will accept whatever number that appraiser comes up with. The third change we'd like to see has to do with the notice provisions. And right now in the bill, at least, I'm not sure about the committee substitute, but I'm assuming it's the same in there. It requires, the bill that's before you requires the applicant to submit to newspapers for 3 successive weeks, newspapers and radio for 3 successive weeks. The new committee, the last committee substitute, said that the department would submit to newspapers and radio for 3 successive weeks, or paid ads, or the alternative to that was to submit the entire application to television, radio, and newspapers for public service announcements. I don't think that's going to be an effective way of getting the message out. You could submit an application. The TV station says we've got other priorities, and they wouldn't bother to do the public notice. I think it would be preferable. Right now, we do, for leases, we are required to do 3805-945 notice, which is a paid ad in newspapers, and then take testimony for 30 days. I would push that the committee would use the same requirement on this permit rather than something new.
Who bears the cost of that?
Right, on leases, the applicant bears the cost. The committee may want to consider having the applicant bear the cost, or else the department would bear the cost. It's not a great sum, but it does add up. The other part of public notice is a hearing, and in the last committee substitute, not this one before you because I don't know what's in it, the last one had the commissioner shall hold a public hearing. We've been getting a lot of requests to come up with a system to deal with the cumulative effect of these mariculture activities. And so we're trying to do that. We've come up with a system that we think is pretty good, but it's not tied down. We would like some flexibility to come up with a system that's going to work. And so when, as in Jones's system, when it's spelled out in law, there is very little chance for us to change it if it doesn't work. I would like to see something that we could put into regulations and policies so that we would retain a little flexibility to deal with, have a more fluid system. Basically, what we're thinking of is dividing the state into districts, opening districts for applications. The agencies would hold a pre-screening meeting and toss out at that point unreasonable applications for some very obvious reasons, not subject those to full public hearings, take what applications remain, hold a public hearing within the district if we have the funds to do it, and then hear from the public, and then make our permit decisions at that point. And we think that that would be a cheaper way. It would require one public hearing instead of one for each permit, which could be extremely expensive for the department.
Sheila, Paula, we're going to have to. I see the HESS people are starting to already come in. We will take this bill up first thing Friday afternoon.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Mr. Chalewski.
I had not realized you were going to have a meeting on Friday, so was leaving after the session. Senator Jarrett, were you going to be here?
This Friday?
Yeah.
No.
You're going to not be here?
I'll be gone.
Well, why don't we go through some more of the process so we get to a point. We'll not pass it out. We'll just keep working on it. I've got enough other bills, but you want to wait until Monday then on it?
We're going to have to find some way of coordinating all these efforts there. We're coming from 16 different directions.
Mr. Chairman.
I know it's not designed to do that, but that's where we find ourselves. Now, I find the DNR, who we worked very closely with on the original bill, shifting positions, and we can't, you know, say, okay, this is your position, that we're trying to draft a bill that will work. And I don't really care how you do it, as long as it works, as long as there's public input into the process. And I don't care, you know. And I would like to have it work within a reasonable length of time. You can't drag people out. So that's sort of where I'm coming from as the site selection goes. And there are certain groups that are concerned about, they want it very tight, a long, drawn-out process, which might be a good way to go. In the long run, maybe not, I don't know. But there are others who would just like to go out and start taking out land and start doing these things. And we don't want that to happen. But somewhere in between, we should find a way that's not only does it quickly, but it does it with public input, so everybody knows what's going on. And so once this is decided, they can get on with their business. I guess that's all. And I don't care how we do it, as long as we do it along those lines. I think that's what we're trying to do.
We will be bringing this bill up. I want you to read it, go over the stuff that you've got Monday morning or Monday afternoon, 1:30. We'll hopefully get through all the other bills and on Friday
One other thing, Mr. Chairman, if I may.
Yes.
Maybe what we'll try to do, maybe we will divide this bill into three different sections. I mean, subjects. One's fish and game, DEC, and DNR. Maybe we can say DEC's position is good. Set that aside. Do we agree on that? And let's go to look at the sites. You know, once we do a piecemeal time and fit it all together, we're through. Maybe that's the way to go. But those things keep changing every day.
Yeah, just trying to read that, maybe the correct way to go or the more expeditious way to go. We need to come up with some sort of resolve. And during this whole process, we had talked about, you know, the possibility of both types of activities taking place, maybe three, I guess, shellfish, plant mariculture, and finfish. And all along there, we've been hearing, well, that finfish is a real serious problem. Well, if that is a problem, okay, well, let's just remove that. But then now let's not shift gears and all of a sudden say that we're going to throw a lot of regulations and everything on top of the shellfish people, because these are some of the same small people that we've been targeting all along. You know, that I don't know, I guess the system that's in place right now it probably needs some refining, but then all of a sudden what I'm hearing more lately is that they need to put a whole lot more restrictions on the shellfish part of it to cause some serious problems. And what we're going to do is we're going to shift away from the small entrepreneur or the small village or the small corporation that wants to get into this type of thing, which is not basically, if I understand, a high volume type, high money making proposition, but it does create some stability out in some of the rural areas. So I'm hoping there that a lot of the part that deals with the shellfish doesn't detract from what we did last year in terms of the spat collection, but also does not put a whole lot of regulations on top of that industry right now.
Mr. Chairman, I agree so totally with both Senator Lassen in breaking this into parts. Having expertise like Paul, I've learned a great deal just from this brief discussion, and I think Senator Jarrett's comments are right on, because if we make this the great thing in the sky, we will in fact put out the small innovative people that are out there. So I think we need to get the right people from Fish and Game, DEC, and DNR at the appropriate section of the bill, and that we can answer some of this concern by breaking it into sections and not taking the whole
sections.
Thing.
Break it into sections. I've got to turn the committee room over.
Just one further comment to make. Even though we have, at least I hope we have resolved the fin fish thing, you know, generally, maybe not, but as far as I'm concerned, we have. And but still, the same basic problems exist in the setting. There are people out there who don't, you know, who have competing uses, and we just can't expedite that and throw them to the dogs either.
That's right.
You know, those are the problems we have.
Monday.
In doing that, we don't want to make it
too much. We'll take the bill up again Monday at 1:30.